Harper One and Harper Audio present Daughter of Fortune by Isabel Allende, translated from the Spanish by Margaret Sayers Payden, performed by Blair Brown with a foreword read by the author.
Daughter of Fortune. When I came to San Francisco for the first time in 1987, I was amazed at this cosmopolitan and sophisticated city, founded less than a century and a half before by greedy men, preachers, bandits, runaways, and adventurers of all sorts who traveled from all over the world to the gold rush in the mid-19th century. The gold rush was an all-male event, a fantastic moment of testosterone, courage, ambition, and hallucination, perfect for a novel. History is always told by the winners, usually white males. The history of the gold rush was told by the whites who crossed the continent in 1849, the famous 49ers. The voices of Mexicans who owned the land until a month after the discovery of gold, Native American tribes who had always lived there, and the miners of color from South America and China who were the first ones to pan for gold have been ignored or silenced. These are the voices that interest me. Very few women went to California at the beginning of the gold rush, and most of those who did had to make a living in brothels. I decided to tell the adventure of Eliza Summers, a Chilean girl who traveled as a stowaway in the bowels of a cargo ship to California in search of her fiancé, who had left her to look for gold. I could not think of any other reason why a woman would go to the gold rush, only love. With the help of a Chinese doctor and other characters, Eliza survived in that violent land. She dressed as a young man because it would have been too risky to travel in those circumstances as a woman. The first reviewer who interviewed me when the book was published said that it was an allegory of feminism. Eliza Summers left the safety of her Victorian household in Chile to conquer the dangerous world of men, and in the process, she discovered her own strength and obtained freedom. Eventually, she went back to her womanly dresses, but she had transformed and would never again wear a corset.
Part 1, 1843 to 1848. Eliza. Everyone is born with some special talent, and Eliza Summers discovered early on that she had two, a good sense of smell and a good memory. She used the first to earn a living, and the second to recall her life, if not in precise detail, at least with an astrologer's poetic vagueness. The things we forget may as well never have happened, but she had many memories, both real and illusory, and that was like living twice. She used to tell her faithful friend, the sage Dao Qian, that her memory was like the hold of the ship where they had come to know one another, vast and somber, bursting with boxes, barrels, and sacks, in which all the events of her life were jammed. Awake, it was difficult to find anything in that chaotic clutter, but asleep she could, just as Mama Frisia had taught her in the gentle nights of her childhood, when the contours of reality were as faint as a tracery of pale ink. She entered the place of her dreams along a much-traveled path and returned, treading very carefully in order not to shatter the tenuous visions against the harsh light of consciousness. She put as much store in that process as others put in numbers, and she so refined the art of remembering that she could see Miss Rose bent over the crate of Marseille soap that was her first cradle. You cannot possibly remember that, Eliza. Newborns are like cats. They have no emotions and no memory, Miss Rose insisted the few times the subject arose. Possible or not, that woman peering down at her, her topaz-colored dress, the loose strands from her bun stirring in the breeze, were engraved in Eliza's mind, and she could never accept the other explanation of her origins. You have English blood, like us, Miss Rose assured Eliza when she was old enough to understand. Only someone from the British colony would have thought to leave you in a basket on the doorstep of the British Import and Export Company Limited.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?